Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jake Volnick back with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up here in about 2 hours, we're going to get to Get a Grip, push back to 10 tonight, because coming up in our time, we're talking to Dan Leberfeld of Jets Confidential Magazine. But right now, let's head out to the fan hotline and talk to our good friend over there at Cleveland.com, joins us every single Friday. Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, joins us now. Coach, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you tonight, Jake?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. It's a Friday. The team's right. Still together after a trade deadline. Not much has changed other than Trajan Soyinka. So I think all things considered, as happy as I could be with the 2-6 Browns team playing.
Yeah, you know what? I've been asked a lot of questions about, you know, should they, you know, for me, winning is the only solution. And, you know, one of the words that I, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And I do see people's other sides of things, but there's not a worse word than me than tanking. Hopefully no coach or, you know, obviously that's a front office thing, but no coach or player. They hopefully, you know, without trading anybody, they're ready to get after it this week, because this is a game they should win, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would be right there with you, Lance. Obviously, the other major thing playing into this game, Kevin Stefanski gives up play calling. We know it's one thing he's really good at, and it goes over to Tommy Rees. How much does changing a play caller while still running the same scheme with the same personnel, how much does it actually change, and how much do you expect it to change for the Browns?
Well, I expect two things. That, you know, listening to Kevin talk over the last couple of years, one thing that I think he's upset with himself is his inability to get touches for, like, Jerry Jeudy and Fannin, and, you know, his honesty about that, you know, that, like, last week when he was told they only, you know, Jeudy only had two targets. That's one of the things I think Kevin struggles with. As much as I really think he's a good offense coordinator, I've always been a players over plays guy. So I think what Tommy Rees is going to do is he's going to force feed Jerry Jeudy and Fannin and Njoku and Judkins. He's going to force feed those guys early and get them into the ball game. And I think that's important. The other thing that I think he'll bring from his Alabama days and obviously Notre Dame, where he learned from Kelly, is the ability to use motions and shifts. You know, the Browns started doing that in camp, and they haven't done that a lot lately. And that always comes down to, like, you're not moving it, so you're struggling and you're reaching. But I think Tommy Rees kind of will bring that fresh energy. So you're going to see lots of movement and shifts and motions. And I think that'll really help create a clear picture for Dylan Gabriel.
Okay, so for Dylan specifically, you mentioned the clear picture. What does this do entirely that can actually move him to, you know, being a better quarterback than he's shown? Because, I mean, you take a grand look at things, and he's put together like two okay weeks and really three not-so-great weeks.
Well, you know, for me, Jake, I really thought last week was a step back for him. Up to that point, I thought he was doing a lot of rookie things and missing some things. But last week, he wasn't seeing it like he normally was, you know, in terms of, you know, the word that everybody hates that I use is the word process. But he wasn't doing that very well last week. So for me, you know, I think it's important that, you know, the difference that he'll have is that's his coach. That's his quarterback coach. So they're in meetings a lot. They probably have a lot closer relationship than, you know, you do with a head coach, because the head coach is in charge of everything. So, you know, Tommy Rees is kind of their guy, which will help them in situations because those guys are talking about what they like on certain situations down in distance. So that connection will be there a little bit more with Tommy Rees. And Tommy Rees kind of knows what he struggles with in the film room and et cetera. So it'll just be a little bit more hands-on, I think, which I really think will help a young quarterback, help both of those quarterbacks moving forward.
All right, let's take whatever this game looks at aside for right now. Let's not look at it. Does the change in play caller actually change the leash that you have for a quarterback, or does the evaluation continue the same nonetheless?
Well, for what the Browns are trying to do, I hope they're playing the guy who is the best at the position. And if that's Dylan Gabriel right now, great. And what I like about what they're doing with Dylan Gabriel, and I actually thought this was a good thing for Shador, is that Dylan didn't play very well last week. And I've been saying all week, the great thing about naming him the starter is that he gets to see how he rebounds with the bye week and see how he rebounds after playing terribly. Because I really thought last week the offensive line played a little bit better. Last week was more on him than it was a team effort. So that's kind of what, you know, for me, that's kind of what I'm looking at from, you know, the offensive part of things. What, you know, what can they get going, you know, with him at quarterback, and how long, you know, when you talk about a leash, for me, it's about, you know, you've seen it through the ups and downs, and now you're going to make the move. And hopefully if Shador gets in, that would be the same for him.
Okay, so you're coming off a bye. You have 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Obviously, the Jets kind of fire-sailed at the deadline. No Sauce Gardner, no Quinnen Williams. Is there any excuse in this game for Dylan not to look dramatically better than he has in his first few starts?
Well, no, because I think, like you said, there's Quinnen Williams he's a top 10 defensive tackle. Sauce Gardner's a top 5 corner, so he should look a lot better. But he should look, in my opinion, Jake, he should look a lot better because he's had 2 weeks to prepare, regardless of who they play. Obviously, I think it helps a lot that he, you know, gets to come in against a defense that, you know, they've gotten rid of some people. Now, they still have McDonald coming off the end. They still have two really good linebackers. Their secondary is okay. I think Malachi Moore's got some ability. So they have these are NFL guys, and you still have to play. You know, there's no, you know, when you're playing in college, you got always, there's always a couple weeks where you know you're going to have an advantage. In the NFL, that's really not the case. Even if you know, they wholesaled, you know, got rid of a bunch of people, they're still really excellent football players in the NFL. So they're going to have to play a lot better. But for me, this is not about who they play. It's about having 2 weeks and having 2 weeks to look at what you did wrong fundamentally, what you saw in the film room. And then that you should see a big improvement in terms of processing and getting the ball downfield.
LanceRisenCleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. So I guess just look at the quarterbacks, Lance. I'm not necessarily telling you which quarterback you think would be better, but do you see things with Shador that if he was in here, this offense would look more explosive at the very least?
You know, I don't know, and that's a great question, but I will say this. Being that I've been high on Dylan, you know, people feel that I'm low on Shador Sanders. I think he's got a lot of talent. But I will say this, as a football coach, especially a football coach with his job on the line, which, you know, obviously as a continuous lose, you know, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, these guys' jobs are on the line. So it would be hard for me to not see coaches don't have that much pride. They want to win. And for me, it just says that he's not quite ready. And when he is ready, you know, the narrative will be that he should have played early. But I think he's going to have success because he is learning. And for a coach, the coach is always going to play the best guy. And right now, for whatever reason, and we don't see it at practice or in meetings, there's some boxes that aren't being checked yet, whether it's physically or mentally, that he's just not doing yet. Because then as an NFL coach with your job on the line, you don't have pride. You're trying to figure out ways to win. So, you know, once again, I think, you know, you start with the play caller, and then obviously last week, again, Dylan didn't play very good. And if you continuously get bad performances or just kind of non-impactful performances where maybe he doesn't play bad, but he's not impactful, then maybe you make the move just because you need to have impact in an offense. And the only position you can really do that is first the play caller and then the quarterback.
All right, let's look at the wide receivers. You said that, you know, Tommy Rees might get Jerry Jeudy more involved. I guess give me your evaluation of Jerry Jeudy. Like, just getting him more involved, how much does that help this offense? How much of a difference maker is he actually on the field?
Well, I think, you know, tying this in with Till, I think getting Cedric Tillman back is huge because I think you can move Jerry inside a little bit. Jerry's kind of a typical NFL receiver who has tons and tons of talent, but if you don't get him touches early, he can be lost. And there's a lot of NFL receivers that are like that. So for me, he's the guy you have. And obviously the response is you should not be like that. Well, we can't control how everybody responds to things. So if he's my number one receiver, I'm going to force feed him the ball early. And being that Tillman's going to be back, I think you can put him in the slot and feed him early. He seems like a guy, if he's not involved, he gets disinterested. And it doesn't mean he's not playing hard, but I think that's when he has the mental lapses with the drops and things. So early on, I'm going to throw him a hitch. I'm going to throw him a slant. I'm going to get him touch on an end around. I don't really care early on how productive it is. I just want to get him into the ball game. And I think Tommy Rees will do a really good job of that. You know, college, I think Tommy Rees is more of a players over plays guy. And there's been lots of guys like Kevin who are more scheme guys that have had tremendous success. Bill Walsh, all these guys have had tremendous success with system type offenses. But the bottom line, you win with players. And Jerry Jeudy on this offense is still one of the best players. Whether he's dropping the ball or not, you got to give him the ball in space. And I think that's what Tommy Rees will do on Sunday.
I guess you mentioned Cedric Tillman, another name that obviously sticks out. Isaiah Bond was a guy that they made sure they went and got. It was an undrafted free agent, was expected to go in the second, more so third round probably before all that panned out, and hasn't had a ton of impact on the field. I mean, what have you seen out of Isaiah that's just been holding him back?
Well, you know, here's the thing that what I really liked about this year's draft more than anything else. The Browns have always been on this potential. You got to have some production with that potential. You can't have just a combine. We used to call them the combine freaks, guys who can lift and run, but it doesn't translate to the field. When you look at their draft from Graham to Judkins, these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
These were all Samson Player of the Year in the SEC. These guys were all highly productive guys in college with potential. Isaiah Bond's a guy with tremendous potential, but he wasn't real impactful at Texas either. So what he's doing right now is the same thing he did at Texas, which is why he kind of slid and, Golden became the number one guy. He's got tons of physical skills. For some reason, they just don't translate to the field, even just vertically stretching the field. Now, once again, we haven't got to see him practice. You know, he wasn't there during training camp, things like that. So you don't know what his progression, his learning ability and things like that are. But he's a guy that has tremendous physical tools, but even in college did not have a ton of production. Where I think Tillman getting back gives you that production, that length with size in the red zone, 50-50 balls. He gives you another target, especially down in the scoring zone.
Again, Lance Rise on Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, let's switch things over to this week specifically. The Jets are on the other side, Lance. We mentioned no Quinn Williams, no Sauce Gardner. How bad does that make this defense that the Browns are going up against?
Well, they were struggling with those guys in there. Now, they have a couple guys, like you said, McDonald's a really good defensive end, but he's light. Jermaine Johnson's a good defensive end, but he's also really light. So I think the Browns got to attack with this counter and power. Inside, I think Sherwood and Williams are really good players, but they're better against the run than they are the pass. So you look for those tight ends underneath, especially on those linebackers, to get open. I think Fannin and Njoku are a tremendous mismatch for these guys. And then the secondary, you got Malachi Moore, I think is okay. Brandon Stevens, okay. I like Malachi Moore, like I said, at the for safety. He covers very well in the slot. He's a really good athlete. But this is a defense when they had Sauce Gardner, when they had Williams, was still a defense that struggled. Now you lose your two vocal guys, which means Who's the guy that made practice run this week? Who's the guy that made sure people are on time? Those things are important too. The things we don't see leading up to Sunday. And it seemed like on that team, it was Sauce and it was Williams. So that they also have to get past that. And, you know, once again, I've always said the easiest, you know, when you get a team like this with whether it be injury or trade, you got to jump on them early. And this defense is going to play really hard. But if they, you know, if the Browns go down and score early, you know, that is going to take a lot out of this defense without their two best players.
Looking at the Jets offense, I mean, we don't even know that we're getting Justin Fields this week. It could be either. Aaron Glenn refuses to say whether it's Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields. Have the stats shown how bad Justin Fields are? Like, are those living up to be accurate, or have you seen something else on the tape?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's funny because I obviously, you know, I think there's a lot of good in Dillon Gabriel. I think there's a lot of really good things about Justin Fields. I think he's a tremendous athlete. He can make all the throws. He's just really inconsistent with it. You know, watching him against the Bengals, he hit from in the pocket, outside the pocket. He had a nice scramble down in the red zone for a touchdown. So he can do all the things, which is probably there's always going to be a coach that says, I can get him to do what I needed to do. So I don't think, you know, the problem has been the consistency, and that offensive line has just been really, really struggling with consistency as well. Similar to the Browns, they have some good players, but just really giving up too many sacks, giving up too many pressures, not moving people in the run game. But they, you know, he's a talented guy. Obviously, Garrett's a talented guy, and Breece Hall is a really talented tailback. So this defense has got to play. But again, if I'm the Browns, look for the Browns to stop the run and make Justin Fields beat them. And I don't know if he can. Especially if Ward is on Garrett, just because they really struggle protecting, especially in true passing situations.
I want to take a quick look at the offensive side, but trade deadline related. We saw their running back, Breece Hall, desperately calling to be traded on social media, did not want to be a Jet. And then obviously he doesn't get traded. He's going to be out there this week. How much does that affect a guy then going out onto the field the very next week and feeling like he can give it all?
Well, you know, I don't know Breece Hall, but like when that happens, it's like in high school or college when you lose a friend or a friend gets injured on your team, you have emotions early on. So I don't really look too much into that. Obviously, you want to see him play. And if his play if he's not giving max effort, then that's a problem. But if he was emotional in the situation because those guys were friends of his, those guys that he knows they've kind of thrown it in and now they're looking for draft picks and he's kind of stuck. And, you know, when you're emotional, you say things. And when you're the star of the offense, you kind of say things. And, you know, I don't really look too much into it because I would expect those guys to have emotion because they're invested. And when you're invested, you say things. It's just like when fans are upset with some of the things I say. That's okay because they're invested. And so for me, Breece Hall is just an invested guy. He knows they got rid of their defensive guys. It's going to make life a lot tougher on him. And I think it was just more in the moment than it was how he truthfully feels. He gets paid a lot of money. And obviously we'll know more when we see him play on Sunday. But I expect him, from everything I've heard and seen with him, I expect him to be kind of taking over the reins as a leader and moving forward and playing at a high level.
All right, Lance, I got one more for you. You had mentioned that you thought that this was an incredibly winnable game and a game that the Browns should win. If they're able to go out there and get the victory, what does this game do for the locker room, for the morale, to avoid going 2-7 and then flip it around and go 3-6 out of the bye?
Well, I always say it. I don't think win one Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, regardless of what level you are, it doesn't really affect the next week. But what it does affect, it affects the week of practice. Getting up on Monday morning when you have to go in for treatment and you're not quite as sore and you're a little bit more upbeat for meetings and there's kind of proof in what you've done, right? So we prepared for the Jets. We beat the Jets. Let's prepare again for the next game. So it gives you a little bit more motivation. It just makes everything a little bit easier. You have a little bit better pace at practice. You know, if Tommy Rees calls play, has a good game, then you build on it. And I'm still a believer, whether people agree with me or not, I think the Browns should think they can win every game. And if you go in with that process, that's what culture is. It's not winning every game. It's believing you can and preparing that way. And when you win, it just makes that a little bit easier. It's really easy. I've said this all the time. It's really easy to coach and play when you're winning. This is when teams and the word culture, which I'm not a huge fan of, this is what culture is. How are you doing it when things are going really bad? And when you win a game, I don't care who it's against, it's an NFL team, it makes the preparation for the next week a lot easier.
Lancer, do you fear players kind of checking out then if this is a loss, or do you believe that happens at all, period?
You know, I don't think, they the Browns have not shown me anything watching the film that they've thrown in the towel whatsoever. And that's more of a credit to not only Kevin Stefanski, but the position coaches for each position group. You know, look at that defensive line, linebackers. These guys, when you're your position group, you become a really close-knit family, not only with the players, but that coach, because that's the guy you see in every meeting. That's the guy you see in every drill. That's the guy you get to know. And they've done a good job of hiring guys that are still motivating these guys to be better each week. When you think about Deuce and you think about Jacques and these guys are highly motivated guys, and that's a credit to them. I don't expect, with them not trading everybody or getting rid of key pieces, I don't expect them to throw in the towel whatsoever. I expect them to play really well on Sunday. And people say, what is the proof? I have no proof. In fact, they've shown me the other way. But at some point in time, I feel like they're going to get it together and they're going to figure out how to get wins and consistently get wins, moving forward. And that's how I'll always attack each week. But I don't think there's any quitting these guys, at least from what I'm watching on film.
Lance, you know, I always appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And, of course, people can listen to you coming up on Sunday as you're here right here on The Fan every single Sunday from 10 to 1, leading people up to Browns-Jets kickoff. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
No doubt. Lance Risen with us there on The Fan Hotline, 216-474-0092. Would you be viewing a Browns win on Sunday against the Jets as a loss? And why I think that's the wrong mindset. All coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.